Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our high nearing 54. Mostly cloudy skies overnight tonight with a low around 38. Partly sunny skies on Friday with our high nearing 54. Northwest winds between 5 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Cooling down quite a bit over Friday night, clear skies with a low around 12. And 34 on Saturday. I'm forecaster Kara Foster. Currently it's 25 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. After weeks of increases, the number of active COVID-19 clusters was down in this week's update from the Kansas Department of Health and Environment. The KDHE dashboard Wednesday showed 375 active clusters in the state compared to 387 a week ago. Among them, 51 were in K through 12 schools, down 5 from the prior week. More than half of the state's active clusters are in long-term care facilities. They accounted for 215 clusters this week compared to 219 last week. Manhattan business owners are looking for answers after two recent shooting incidents in the Aggieville district of Manhattan, including one last weekend where a Fort Riley man died and another Fort Riley man was transported to a Topeka hospital. Dennis Cook, director of the Aggieville Business Association, said there have been discussions with the leadership, including the commanding general of Fort Riley and the acting director of the Riley County Police Department. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Good morning, this is Kerry at the El Dorado Livestock Auction. This week we're going to have a good run. We'll probably have close to 2,000 head this week. A couple of our featured consignments this week will be 250 head of black steer and heifers that'll be home-raised and a long-time weaned. They'll be coming right off of wheat and weighing 550 to 800 pounds. We'll have two loads of mostly black steers here this week that'll be weighing between 850 and 900 pounds. We'll have a group of 70 mixed-colored steers here weighing 8 to 900 pounds, and we'll have a load of mixed steers here weighing 850 to 875. If you want to see a full list of all our consignments this week, you can find that on our website, which is www.eldoradolivestock.com. And if you have any consignments for us or questions you have for us, go ahead and give us a call at 316-320-3212.
El Dorado Livestock Auction, online at eldoradolivestock.com.
Jeffrey Samulczyk was sentenced Wednesday to life in prison with the possibility of parole in 25 years. He pleaded guilty in January to felony murder in the death of Joshua Gilson, whose body was found wrapped in plastic in the basement of his Leavenworth home in October of 2020. Investigators found text messages between Samulczyk and Gilson's wife discussing the murder and how to cover it up. Gilson's wife, Alexandra, pleaded guilty to first-degree murder last year and was also sentenced to life in prison. Two people were injured Wednesday morning in a rear-end crash on I-70 in Lincoln County in central Kansas, authorities said. The crash was reported around 10:45 a.m. Wednesday on westbound I-70 about 22 miles west of Salina. According to the KHP online crash log, a 2017 Chevrolet Silverado pickup truck rear-ended a 2016 Kia Optima. The driver and passenger in the Kia reported minor injuries. The driver of the Chevrolet pickup truck, Heather Marie Schmidt, 38 of Topeka, was reported uninjured. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply carry Nutrina and ADM feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. This winter, they're also stocking bird feed mix and sunflower seed. They have a Culligan water softener salt at After Hours Feed Supply. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Saturdays, 8 to 5. Open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, they'll try to find it. Holler at Bob and Georgina Lindquist with After Hours Feed Supply at Blue Rapids.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Authorities in southeastern Nebraska say a man who stole a sheriff's vehicle and led authorities on a pursuit in rural York County caused a crash that killed the suspect, another driver, and a police dog. Television station KETV reports that the fatal crash happened Tuesday night following a police chase in which the suspect reportedly jumped into a sheriff's vehicle carrying a police dog and fled. The man later sped toward a moving train and crashed into the back of another vehicle that was stopped for the train. The crash pushed the vehicle into the train, killing its driver. The suspect and police dog also died in the crash. Police have not yet released the names of those killed. Nebraska lawmakers gave initial approval to a bill that would let workers claim religious or health exemptions to employer vaccine mandates. The measure by Senator Ben Hansen of Blair closely resembles a policy that's already in place at the federal level. Lawmakers advanced it 33-0 through the first of three required votes. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Nothing beats the classic taste and goodness of Earth Grain's 100% whole wheat bakery bread. Earth Grain's unique recipe combines whole grains with the old-fashioned taste of brown sugar and honey, creating a delicious whole grain bread that will appeal to your entire family. And with 18 grams of whole grain per slice, it's good for them too. Earth Grain's breads, baking our best for you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Earlier this month, Kansas State Senator Elaine Bowers reported that Senate standing committees continue to hold hearings and bring forth legislation. Ways and Means starting to work on the budget bill with subcommittee meetings, reporting to the full committee in coming weeks, and the first bills to have a vote from the entire Senate. A bill prompting discussion known as the APEX Act is attracting powerful economic expansion, targeted at industries that will invest at least $1 billion within the state. The governor has proposed incentives, which include provisions for corporate income taxes and etc. Kansas residents can access information on legislation, legislative procedure, state government, public policy issues, and more by calling a toll-free number, 1-800-432-3924. Calls are answered by the State Library of Kansas and kept confidential. Lines open weekdays, 8-5. Callers can also leave brief messages to be delivered to legislators, as well as requesting copies of bills, journals, and other legislative documents. Senator Elaine Bowers from Concordia is available by telephone at 785-296-7389 with comments or concerns. State Representative Lisa Moser reports conversations regarding redistricting, which is being accomplished based on 2020 census figures, with a proposed congressional map presented for voting. Mosier met recently with Olivia Richardson of Marysville. She was a guest with her family. The seventh grader at Marysville Junior High won the Northeast Regional Essay Contest while the family was in Topeka for her awards ceremony. Mosier indicates you can follow the session on the legislature's website, kslegislature.org, or the legislative hotline is 1-800-432-3942. Lisa Mosier, representing District 106, is available by phone at the Capitol office at 785-296-7637, and her cell phone is 785-456-3876. Even as active COVID cases locally continue a rapid decline, with Washington County earlier this week reporting numbers nearly half of those of a week earlier, and CMH in Marysville on Wednesday announcing that the hospital currently has zero COVID positive patients for the first time since September, KNDY lost one of our own to COVID complications. Jen Horn, who had been transferred 3 weeks ago to the KU Med Center, passed away Wednesday afternoon. She had been battling issues since early January and suffered a massive stroke while initially a patient at the local hospital. She was taken off a ventilator with significant lung damage and leaves as survivors her husband Wyatt and teenage son Nathan, a sophomore at Marysville High School, as well as her parents Bob and Karen Smith, formerly of Marysville. Jen Horn was a radio host for the KNDY Party Line and served as office manager and sales representative for the past 5.5 years. Services are pending. A fundraiser toward medical and travel expenses for the family was established earlier online through social media, and contributions may also be left with First Commerce Bank in Marysville. Gail Ann Meyer, age 66, of Wymore, passed away Monday. Massive Christian burial Saturday, 10 a.m., will be live-streamed on the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home Facebook page. Burial in the Calvary Cemetery at Wymore. Visitation Friday, 10 until 8. Family to Greek friends Friday from 6 until 8, with a rosary at 7, at the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Gail Meyer. Juanita K. Bush, age 69, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Saturday, 2 p.m. at the Berean Church in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Juanita Bush. Betty J. Mann, age 96, of Beatrice, formerly of Blue Springs, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Sunday, 2 p.m. at the Wymore Church of Christ. Burial in the Blue Springs Cemetery. Visitation Saturday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Saturday from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Home at Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Betty Mann. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, barbecue meatballs, baby bakers, peas and carrots, and blushing pears. Tomorrow, fried chicken, mashed potatoes, coleslaw, and pineapple. KNDY News Time, 7:15.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Evangelical United Church of Christ in Marysville Soup Day is Thursday, February 10th, serving 11 to 7 with German cabbage soup, ham and beans with cornbread, chili, chicken noodle, and vegetable soup. Dessert with homemade pies and cakes available throughout the day. Sandwiches as well. Take out and delivery. Order online or call the church 562-2947. Evangelical United Church of Christ Soup Day, Thursday, 11 to 7, 205 South 10th in Marysville.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Yet another day of sunshine with very mild temperatures as the jet stream continues to sit further north. These warmer temperatures will stick around throughout Friday before cooling down over Friday night and staying cooler throughout Saturday. But temperatures will warm up throughout Sunday and stay very warm throughout the beginning of next week. Today, we can expect to see highs in the upper 30s and mid-50s throughout Iowa, the upper 50s and lower 60s throughout Nebraska, the lower 50s and lower 60s throughout Kansas, and the upper 40s to mid-50s throughout Missouri. Some clouds will move in overnight tonight, but stay very mild, with lows in the lower to upper 30s throughout Iowa and Nebraska, the lower 30s and lower 40s throughout Kansas, and the upper 30s and lower 40s throughout Missouri. Temperatures will warm back up on Friday. I'm forecaster Carol Foster.
Average high temperature mid-February, 43. Record high in this state, 79. The average low, 21, and the record low, 14, below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:25. Sunset this evening, 5:58. 25 degrees ahead of sunrise. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 10th of February. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Riverside Market in Blue Rapids has Valentine's ideas, flowers, plants, balloons, and candy bouquets. Plus, when you spend $25 or more, you get a deli coupon free. How about sweet treats from the bakery or a Valentine deli coupon good anytime? Free local delivery, including Valley Heights schools, for your Valentine. It's Riverside Market in Blue Rapids.
A road setback for the Warriors and fallout from a positive test at the Beijing Games. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Warriors' NBA best 9-game win streak came to a screeching halt in Salt Lake City. The call on ESPN. Bojan Bogdanović scored 23. The Jazz routed Golden State 111-85. At the Beijing Olympics, a Russian newspaper revealed star figure skater Kamila Valieva tested positive for a banned heart medication prior to the Olympics. The women's team skating medal ceremony was postponed indefinitely. IOC spokesman Mark Adams.
Everyone is trying to work as quickly as they can for everyone involved.
If the Russian team is disqualified, the U.S. would be elevated to the gold medal. American Chloe Kim became the first woman to win back-to-back golds in the women's snowboard halfpipe, and Nathan Chen won gold in men's single skating. Around the college hardwoods, a rough night for several ranked teams on the road. In Dallas, sixth-ranked Houston suffered a second-half collapse against rival SMU.
Misses on the three. Rebound is Davis. Kendrick Davis, the alley-oop play, and it's Michael Weathers.
On ESPN, Kendrick Davis finished with 22 points while Marcus Weathers added 20, including the game's decisive free throw to cap a 15-point comeback. The Mustangs rallied to beat the Cougars 85-83. In his annual State of the League address in Los Angeles, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell addressed the league's woeful record in hiring minority coaches and former Dolphins head coach Brian Flores' racial discrimination lawsuit.
We believe in diversity. We believe in it as a value. We believe it's made it stronger. People have come into the league who are diverse, have been very successful, and we just have to do a better job.
Goodell also pledged to consult with outside experts to evaluate the league's existing diversity and hiring policies. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Hey, Thursday night basketball tip-off, Hanover hosting Axtell. Friday night basketball action, Marysville travels to Clay Center live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Washington County hosting Axtell live on FM 95.5.
State purpose of visit.
Well, looks like the old tractor's going to kick the bucket this year.
Searching internet for new buckets.
No, I want to check insurance rates.
Sale located. Right now, get 20% off new bucket with code It's Raining Buckets.
Robots don't know you. We do. For more than 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has relied on relationships to get you the insurance coverage you need for your farm or ranch. Find a Farm Bureau agent at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Call on Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Bryce Leonard in Washington today.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The latest World Agriculture Supply and Demand Report largely focused on the global market conditions. The USDA notes weather concerns in South America with lower soybean harvest projections for Argentina and Brazil. This month's U.S. soybean outlook projects increased soy crush and lower ending stocks. The soybean crush forecasts 2.2 billion bushels. That's up 25 million from last month on favorable crush margins. The U.S. season average soybean price for 21-22 forecasts $13 a bushel, up 40 cents from last month. That partly reflects the impact of the drought in South America. This month's U.S. corn outlook is for higher production, greater food, seed, and industrial use, plus lower exports and larger ending stocks. And the season average corn price received by producers unchanged at $5.45 a bushel. The outlook for U.S. wheat this month is for stable supplies, lower domestic use, reduced imports, higher ending stocks. The projected season average farm price increased 15 cents a bushel to $7.30. Well, new market intel from the American Farm Bureau finds Chapter 12 farm bankruptcy filings down 50% in 2021. The number of Chapter 12 filings in 2021, the lowest in the last decade. The first time in at least 10 years, there were fewer than 300 filings. For 2021, 276 Chapter 12 bankruptcies were filed across the nation. The decrease in bankruptcy filings is a noteworthy shift, according to Farm Bureau, given the significant increases in the number of bankruptcies over the previous 3 years. An analyst notes that returns to farm operations have been incredibly volatile over the last decades, ranging from anywhere from $58.6 billion to $134.5 billion between 2012 and 2021. USDA projects 2022 returns at $95.2 billion, and while last year brought higher commodity prices for some, it certainly brought higher input costs for all. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier, starting off a Thursday morning today. Yesterday was a positive day across the board after the supply and demand report that was released from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. We'll get some of those numbers here in just a little bit. But it was pretty consistent even at the start of the day and just continued to climb as the day went along. As we saw, corn, wheat, and soybeans all mostly higher across the board. Even some of the overnight trading here we've seen mostly kind of mixed but a little bit higher on the board as well. March corn for some of the overnight trading sitting about a penny higher at 647 and three quarters. Kansas City wheat for March up by near a quarter sitting at 815
and a quarter. Soybeans had a strong day on Wednesday, sitting up near 25 cents over, and overnight trading saw some of the same numbers as well, with March beans up 11 and a quarter at 16.06 even a bushel. So some big gains there, hitting over $16 a bushel. We'll see if that trend continues into the day. When the markets open, the meal for March up by $6.70 at 468.60. The May also up $6.10 at 466.80. And the bean oil March up at 17 cents at 64.27, with the May up by 19 cents at 64.34. Cotton had a little bit of a rocky day on Wednesday, down 58 cents, sitting at 125.85. We'll see if they can't rebound by the end of trading today. In the March, canola up $4.50 at 10.31 and 10 cents. Oats, they had a good day on Wednesday, as they've seen about 2 weeks worth of gains, and they continue that trend going on as they wrapped up sitting near 7.69 and a quarter. They are up near 10 cents on the day. Livestock had a strong day on Wednesday as well, with live cattle, feeder cattle all up on the board. Lean hogs were mixed but mostly higher. Saw a little bit of red in the February, with February lean hogs down 10 cents at 90.22. By the April, it was in the green, sitting 97 cents higher at 104.77. Live cattle for February up 92 cents at the end of the day to 142.90. And feeder cattle in the green up by a buck 40.
Our annual Let's Trade Keys event is going on right now at Rusty at Ford. It's the best time to trade in your old ride and trade up for the car, truck, or SUV you've been waiting for. We have the best selection of new and pre-owned vehicles arriving daily, and trade-in values are higher than ever. Buy today with zero down and financing as low as 0%. Get our lowest prices, best selection, and highest trade-in values. So, let's trade keys. Only at Rusty at Ford. Good credit, bad credit, no credit at all? We have financing options available for everyone. It's our annual Let's Trade Keys event. Only at Rusty at Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com. Offers valid on select in-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. Limited term financing through Ford Motor Credit. 0% APR for up to 36 months is $27.78 per month per 1,000 finance. All Ford rebates to dealer. Offers cannot be combined and expire month end.
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. They're expecting well over 1,500 head of cattle for the sale today. And early consignment listings include 2 black cow-calf pairs, 4 years old, 3 black cow-calf pairs, 3 to 4 years old, and 3 black cow-calf pairs running age. 14 black and white faced bulls and heifers weighing 4 to 450, 5 black steers and heifers 4 to 550. 42 black and charley steers and heifers weigh 4 to 6, 11 mixed steers and heifers 4 to 6, 15 mostly black steers and heifers 4 to 6, 15 black steers 4 to 6, 50 black bulls and heifers weighing 4 to 7, 25 black steers and heifers 4.5 to 6, with another 27 in that same weight range. 93 black and white faced, red and white faced steers and heifers 4.5 to 7, 79 red steers 475 to 550, 12 black crossbred steers weigh 5 to 5.5, 6 black and red steers and heifers 5 to 5.5, 65 black steers and heifers 5 to 6, 25 weighing 5 to 6 with 14 in it 5 to 7. 57 black and white faced steers and heifers weigh 5 to 850. 9 black steers and heifers 5.5 to 6. 50 black steers 5.5 to 8 and a quarter. 50 mostly black steers and heifers 575 to 875. 15 red and charley heifers 6 to 650. 80 black steers and heifers 6 to 750. 60 weighing in at 6 to 8. 75 mixed steers and heifers 6 to 8. 60 black and white faced, red and white faced steers and heifers 6 to 8 and a quarter. 12 red Angus steers weigh 6 to 850, 58 black steers never 625 to 8, 40 mostly black steers never 7 to 850, 37 red Angus heifers 725 to 750, 30 black Angus steers and 750 to 8, 40 black heifers 750 to 850, 14 black steers nevers weigh 7 to 850, 95 mostly black steers nevers weigh 750 to 9, 70 black and red heifers 775 to 8, 9 black yearling heifers, 8 to 9. 32 black steers, 850 to 9. 65 weighing 9 to 9 and a quarter. 9 black yearling heifers, 8 to 9. 32 black steers, 850 to 9. 65 black steers, 9 to 9 and a quarter. And 50 black yearling steers weigh 925 to 950. Those, again, are early consignment listings for the sale today at Marysville Livestock. A reminder, Bite Me Barbecue has the lunch menu. A cheeseburger or chicken strip dinner, chicken fried, steak dinner or hot beef dinner on the menu at Marysville Livestock from Bike Me Barbecue.
The seeds of a great gardening season quite literally began in February. Some preseason suggestions are next from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Farmers and ranchers looking to help their own following the devastating windstorms and fires in Kansas December 15th can use the Hitchpin app to help deliver relief.
Hitchpin is a great way to let others know what kind of help you need, or if you are able to help by donating hay, services, materials, labor, or any other kind of donation.
From the Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Frustrated with your current health care coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfphealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
With more practical tips and useful advice, here's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, February 10th, the 41st day of the year. Olympic swimming champ Mark Spitz was born on this day in 1950, and it was 82 years ago today that moviegoers saw the debut of that lovable cat and mouse team, Tom and Jerry. It's not too early to look forward to the debut of gardening season. While there is no outdoor work to be done, you can begin to start seeds indoors. One rule of thumb is to start seeds 6 weeks before the last expected frost. You might begin with cool weather vegetables like broccoli, cabbage, and cauliflower, which are generally set out in April. And here's a handy tip for getting those seeds started. Cover your trays with plastic wrap and set them on top of the fridge. The heat will speed up the germination. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find frost dates for your local area at almanac.com.
.731 from KNDY. 25 degrees this morning in Marysville. Highs back in the middle 50s again for today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Despite a 31-point effort from sophomore Nigel Pack, a 19-4 run by number 10 Baylor to start the second half proved to be the difference as the Bears completed the season sweep of K-State with a 75-60 win on Wednesday night before a crowd of 6,236 fans at Bramlage Coliseum. Pack was joined in double figures by fifth-year senior Mark Smith, who nearly grabbed another double-double with 17 points and a game-high 8 rebounds. K-State hits the road this weekend to take on Iowa State, 16-8 overall, 3-8. In the Big 12 for the first time this season, as the Wildcats and Cyclones will play at 3 o'clock on Saturday afternoon at Hilton Coliseum. Former Kansas State quarterback Skylar Thompson received an invitation to the NFL Scouting Combine. Thompson is one of 324 players invited to show off their skills. The NFL Combine is where the best collegiate athletes hoping to make it in the NFL test their skills in front of every franchise. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
We're down to the final 2 weeks of the regular season, and as expected, Twin Valley League basketball is going to be highly contested until the final night. Hello, it's Jeff Wirtz, host of the TBL Spotlight on KNDYRadio.com. As teams try to earn some key wins down the stretch, the TBL Spotlight will keep you up to date on all of the happenings throughout the league. The TBL Spotlight podcast on KNDYRadio.com.
A Thursday night basketball tip-off, Hanover hosting Axtell. Friday night basketball action, Marysville travels to Clay Center live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Washington County hosting Axtell live on FM 95.5.
KNDY.
From this moment, life has begun. From this moment, you are the one. Right beside you is where I belong. From this moment on, from this moment, I have been blessed. give my hand to you.